We're deep in it now. We've infiltrated Sunblight Fortress. The dragon is loose, and all we can hope for is that this place has the answers we need to stop it in its tracks. Strange thing, though. Someone let us in. A strange Duergar claims his mistress wants to meet with us, but I'm wary of any of these deep dwarves. Everyone is on edge, but Tavini seems to be taking this the hardest. Let's see what this lady has to say on today's short quest, Long Rest.
Yourself looking in to a dining hall that is longer than it is wide. At a stone table laden with myriad foods, plates of mushrooms fried and boiled and stewed, different roasted meats, a couple different jugs of wine and ale and other drinks all about. And attending this feast is an elderly Duergar woman with her dark hair, its white streaks heaped upon her head in massive coils that hang down her back. She's sitting there, you know, stuffing her face, reaching for this plate, reaching for that plate, just, you know, licking her fingers. As beside her, a small black construct of a dragon made of Shardolin sits at her feet like a loyal pet, looks up at your entry and hisses low. Rian, peeking in, to your left you can see a trio of Duergar who are sort of at a low cooking station that on hearing the doors open and seeing you poke your head in, immediately start reaching for their weapons. The old woman says something to them in Dwarvish. No, leave them. And they drop their hands from those weapons. She just continues eating and watches you in the doorway.
I think Rian comes in. He'll turn to the Duergar that brought him here and be like, you making introductions or should I introduce myself or how's this work?
He steps back outside the doorway and sort of bows almost mockingly and motions for you to enter.
Okay. And like, so, you must be Grandolpha?
That would be me. Continuing to eat.
Okay. Well, you're a servant, I would say.
I tell you, do you want a bite? You want to join me?
I am great. Appreciate it, though.
No, it's just shit.
Okay, and he'll sit down, he'll be like, and he'll, like, take, like, something tiny off his plate and pop it in his mouth and be like,
so, your servant says that, you might have some information about the Shardolin Dragon.
It's rude to talk with your mouth full.
And, like, swallow hard. Be like, my apologies.
The rest of your friends sit. Bring them in.
You see Rian, like, cracking his neck, like, just impatient as all hell. And just like, okay.
Yes. Everybody, take a seat. Everybody, yes. Sit down. Enjoy.
They're about to serve the main course.
He just kind of puts a hand on your shoulder.
Okay.
As she mentions the main course, the trio of Duergar from across the room start carrying forward plates. And weirdly, though you've only just entered, they're bringing enough plates for everyone. Enough dishes prepared as if they had known of your coming.
Weird.
And the elderly woman, on seeing Tavini, that chair there is free. I hope you like I hope you like devour, she says, as they deposit a plate of intellect devourer in front of each of you, this brain-shaped organism with four limbs with claws on the end of it, stewed in their own juices.
Savini doesn't sit down. She looks at the old lady and she says, in Dwarvish,
apologies, but I'm not sitting down while my parents are in mortal danger. Could you please assist us in stopping the Shadlin dragon? And then I would happily sit down.
Is she talking? She's talking.
Hey, she's talking.
It's just...
Hey, talking to shit.
Little girl, I don't know your parents, and I don't particularly care. And she reaches for a wine glass and... Oh my god, I choked myself in my own roleplay. No!
Well, now she coughed.
She wheezes for a moment and pounds her chest and then immediately reaches for a bite of intellect devourer. And you can see everything on the table here has a fine layer of ash upon it that she does not seem to notice. But the halls, again, as a reminder of this entire fortress, have a gritty savor to the air. It is not pleasant, and it doesn't taste pleasant from the little bite you took, Rian. You sit, and maybe we discuss things, but I have no interest in the survival of 10 towns, just the demise of our great patron here. We might be able to help each other with parallel goals.
The faster you answer, the faster we kill him. Painfully. And get him out of the way.
Damn.
Yeah, she's getting...
In Dwarvish. So only Rian and...
Yeah, yeah, but even Rian's fucking...
Yeah.
Felgren would be able to tell because Rian's eyes would be fucking just like wide open. Like, holy shit, did she just...
I think Krellis going to start sliding off his chair like he's standing up with her.
Yeah.
My parents are in danger and I am not sitting.
Well, Zardarok will meet his demise one way or another if you're going to be of no aid to me. No reason for you to join me at dinner. Would have liked guests. She seems nonplussed by your threats.
Tavini is going to make a attack roll against this lady with inflict wounds.
Oh, oh shit, she fucking kicking it off. Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's kill this bitch.
No.
A 9? Well,
she was reaching for her, but instead of managing to grab her, she grabbed the intellect devourer and it just went
No, because actually her AC is 9.
She is, oh!
She is unarmored. It has a dex of 9. Like, this very specific person is the one person you would probably ever be able to hit.
Holy shit, that's fantastic.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Tavini on X Games mode.
Fuck yeah.
I think that's the second time I made that joke.
Oh shit. Yep,
but it's fine, it's good.
Yeah,
Rian's just like, oh my god! Fucking Kralik.
Felgren just drops his fork.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jumps back off the seat real fast. Shit. Like, oh, it's go time.
I think Kralik's gonna turn towards the 3.
So,
help us, or you're next.
Hey guys.
Ooh.
I'm stumped as to what the response would be here. We could certainly go into initiative.
I mean, looks like we're going.
She's using the telepathy gem to say, help us or you're next. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Oh, it's fine.
I think we might have to leave things here so I can process what the fuck just happened. I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's fine by me. If that's a... Took it off the rails, Tavini.
Not even took it off the rails. Like, oh my god. Sweet Tavini, what the fuck?
What happened to you?
Who hurt you?
She ain't fucking around.
No, I know, I love you. And I know exactly why you're doing this. You're great.
I just feel so terrible.
There's no need to apologize. Do not DM me apologies, because I love it.
Good.
Okay.
No. We won't pause here. No.
I'm shaking.
Okay.
Yay.
I need to shake.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, push on, rock on, baby. Let's go.
Oh.
As you reach out and cast inflict wounds upon this elderly Durgar woman, For a brief moment, her back arches in pain, and she throws her head back and screams. And as the pain leaves her, she slumps forward a little, panting, and looks up at her guards across the room, who've all reached for their weapons and started advancing a little. And she whips up her hand, and you could see along her forearm there, the skin is pale, to stay them for a moment.
So good for once is quiet.
Yeah, Rian too. He's just like, swords out.
Perhaps I spoke in haste.
Oh, shit.
But I tell you now, you can kill me, and you can kill my guards, and I do not think you and your friends will have appreciation of the delay such an attempt might give you. You want to defeat Zardarok, you want to be at your best, and I guarantee you, people in this room will make that very difficult for you. I suggest you sit down. We discuss this like civilized people.
Tavini is staying put and glaring at the old woman.
What about the rest of you?
He's not doing shit. He's just looking at Tavini.
Rian's got both swords pulled, just kind of back and forth, like guards on the left, Tavini on the right, Gandalf on the right, back to the guards. Like,
he doesn't know what's being said, so yeah. Really react much other than the tension.
We're behind you, Tavini. Do whatever you feel is necessary.
If you do not help us, my parents are dead either way. Help us now or die now,
she says via telepathy.
Oh.
That hand that she has been raising to her guards to keep them at bay goes back to her fork. She takes a bite of intellect to devour. I didn't think this would be my last meal today. You'd be so cruel to an old woman. We want Zardarok, you'll find him below. I can't tell you how you'll stop his dragon. Nor will the Durgar of this fortress that are loyal to me assist you any further. But you'll find no resistance from us. However this plays out, my clan will survive. Takes another bite of intellect devour.
I think Dreamer's gonna get up and start to leave the room then.
Oh, we're leaving?
At least Dreamer is.
So does somebody want to tell me what the hell just happened?
Tavini's leaving too? Okay, cool. Yeah, we're gonna be like, well, let's say negotiations broke down there?
She wasn't
and,
going to help
Tavini
us.
Tavini seems to be on... Tavini seems to be on edge a little bit, so... Which I can understand.
Well, where are we going?
We gotta go down.
Down? They said down.
They said down.
Not up.
We got to go down.
Oh, did Tavini think that she was lying just to turn them in the wrong direction?
Roll me a insight check.
Oh, man.
Hard to read.
I don't think she has any reason to turn
us. Oh, she does, to make it worse.
But if we're weakened, we don't get rid of her enemy.
Yeah, it's kind of like a free, you know, she doesn't care about us too much type thing, I think. But you know.
Enemy on my enemy.
Unless she's full of shit. Yeah, unless she's full of shit.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it might be that she's totally wrong and is best friends with fucking Zardarok and, you know, is leading us astray. And this was just her ploy to, you know, put us off the trail or her trail, you know, type thing. Survive the night. But
her servant let us in.
Yeah,
that's true. Her servant took us to her. They could easily just like lock the doors and been like, nope.
Yeah, it's a dilemma. Yep. There's certainly questions to be answered.
Yep, no, she's not answering them. So, unless everybody's got a like any way of forcing her to tell us some answers, I'd say yeah, we move on and try to find this asshole because I don't think she's got the answers for us.
Dreamer.
Yes.
As you step up to those bars. You can peer down and faintly make out a bit of light from deep, deep below you. And you can see along the walls of this shaft that leads upwards. You crane your neck, you can peer upwards to a set of large double doors high above. And all along the length of this shaft, you see scrape marks, claw marks, where this Shardalan dragon had presumably clawed its way to the sky, up to open air. There's no mechanism here to open this grate.
Okay, cool.
When they're out of this room, right, and they close the doors, do the doors open inwards or outwards?
They open inwards. Okay.
As the doors are closing, Tavini is going to take out a bullet from the poison gun and jam it under the door so that the next time it opens, it goes, and they can hear it.
Cool, cool.
Hopefully the friction will be enough to set the bullet off.
I like it.
I like it. Don't know if that's how guns work, but I like it.
Well, normally you hit the end of the bullet, ting, and it fires out. It pisses off the gunpowder.
Typically.
But I don't know. I don't know if it'll work.
Hey, it's a good... It's worth a shot.
Worth a shot.
Do it.
Get it, because it comes from the gun.
Fuck off.
All right.
Oh.
So what all are you guys doing? You know where at least one elevator down is. If there are more, they would be ahead of you. There are other rooms on this level to explore. Or you could just carve your way through those bars and drop a couple hundred feet down a shaft.
I like it. Let's
do that one.
Tavini.
That one? Okay.
No, fuck no.
Could I save us some time and use a wild shape to summon a familiar?
Yeah, certainly.
It will be the owl again.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it ahead of us this way.
Ahead of you that way. Okay. Then very briefly, I'll tell you that down that way are a pair of doors that stand closed. And to the south, another set of doors. It's just a branching hallway. It's a very short flight to kind of check each of these and not be able to go any further because there's nowhere for it to slip through.
Mm-hmm. Just saves us a little bit of scouting.
Send it down the shaft if you want.
I could.
You could.
I would get it for 100 feet.
It is 100 feet down, so it would just be able to be in the mouth of that shaft at the ceiling of whatever room is below.
Let's do that.
Okay. The owl drifts down into darkness. It enters into a large, smoke-filled cavern. It is unnaturally warm. Ceiling is about 40 feet high in the center here, slopes to about 20 feet along the south wall. The source of smoke and heat is a 10-foot-tall stone forge shaped like a pyramid with its peak sheared off. Ripples of heat and flashes of firelight spew from the top of the forge, which emits a deep, pulsating heartbeat. A 5-foot-deep trough extends east from the forge, with rows of black anvils on either side set into the depression. Overlooking the forge are 4 20-foot-tall guard towers, with the gray-skinned dwarves standing behind their low battlements. Stone stairs provide access to the tops of the towers nearest the forge. South of the forge is an enormous 5-foot-tall iron platform fitted with cranes and clamps, with a short flight of iron stairs leading to the top of a platform. Surrounding it is a cleanup crew, consisting of a female Durgar with a horn, and 6 hulking bipedal creatures, their white fur stained with soot. They're tossing scraps right now of metal into a cylindrical container. If any of these people are Zardarok, you'd be unable to tell one from the other.
In the area roughly where that mechanism is.
Okay.
If I had to guesstimate, is there one on this lower level?
Yes. You'd guesstimate that it likely leads... I mean, it is an elevator shaft that goes down.
And you said they were large bipedal?
Yes.
What are they?
I'm glad you asked. Let me grab that for you.
Oh, great.
I assumed Yetis, but that's when the way she explained it. That's what sounded
white,
like to me,
bipedal, but... large, yeah.
Sounds... Which could be good for us. Like, Yetis siding with anybody is unlikely, which means if it is Yetis, it means they probably enslaved them. And secondly, Dreamer literally speaks to them, so we come busting in and like, hey, we'll set you free. And they'll be like, fuck you.
I am going to need for these. What would it be, nature or arcana? Never mind. I feel like I would need an arcana.
Never mind, that ain't yetis.
Nope.
Dreamer would know a yeti. Hey, not bad.
Hey.
21.
21. You know, it's interesting that you compare them to yetis, because there is a bit of a yeti look to them. But these also look like cave-dwelling creatures.
Hmm.
And I think you would recognize the name as the Quaggoth.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh,
oh, damn.
I don't wanna.
No.
That's a mean-looking fucking yeti.
There are six of these creatures, occasionally dropping to their forepaws to balance and grab and pick something up and then back onto hind legs. Seem as comfortable on two legs as they are on four.
Huh.
Do they have any bindings or anything like that? Chains, you know. Are they prisoners?
No chains. Oh, no
shit.
Bindings.
Okay, we're fighting those fuckers too.
Yep.
This is gonna get entertaining.
Is it?
not haha funny, but funny. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody save those fucking AoEs.
I see a large room down there. A forge. A guard tower, four guard towers.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like some Quaggoths?
Yep, Quaggoths, yeah.
What the fuck's a Quaggoth?
I don't know how to explain it without an image.
Underdark Yeti.
Like... Underdark Yeti.
Oh,
less pleasant.
Fucking Yetis. Quaggoth Jin.
Well, it doesn't matter what's down there. We need to get down there. Is there a way to do it?
Now, as you are peeking through the bars, slipping out of the room behind is that small Shardalin dragon construct that had been beside the elderly woman.
Does a bullet go off?
The bullet creaks and grinds and the door does seem to struggle open, but the bullet does not go off.
Right.
The door opens just enough to allow this small dragon out. Which, looking at the rest of the party, kind of hisses, baring teeth that are just shards of Shardalin. And it crawls along the ceiling, trying to avoid you guys, heading for the shaft there to slip through the bars.
Kill it.
Up or down.
Killing it?
Yep. Tavini is going to Sacred Flame that thing.
It's got to make a dexterity save. Let's see.
She's out for blood.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Just missed
it. Rolls a 13. Give me damage. 6.
Does it loot?
As your sacred flame strikes it and splashes across this thing's Shardalin body. See that your spell does not do quite as much damage as you might have hoped to it.
Kill it before it warns them.
And it skitters into the shaft and starts crawling down the wall, scurrying as fast as it can out of sight.
Okay.
Great.
Dreamer, you, looking through your owl's eyes, see this thing appear out of the shaft, sort of winging past the owl, which none of the Durgar below have yet noticed. And it flies to one of the guard towers and lands on the shoulder of one of the Durgar there.
Tavini's going into the
room
behind her as this is happening.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
She's gone back to eating, but is eyeballing you warily.
So, you send it into Wanda, yes?
I'm giving orders to my men, as I would at this time of day. Or night.
Insight.
Yeah.
Yeah, inside away.
Oh yeah!
Natty 20, fuck yeah.
May not be as common a thing for her to do as she makes it seem.
Tavini?
Uh-huh.
She's lying.
I thought so. And telepathically. I told you I would kill you.
Oh, fuck.
She's terrifying, dude. So scary. She's busting it out again.
Oh, fucking inflict wounds again.
Roll me an attack roll.
I think she'll miss this time. It's gotta
miss. I don't think she will.
Time.
Nope. Only had a 9.
This time, as you reach out to cast your spell, you notice something before your hand brushes against her skin. That you didn't in the darkness. The lines of her face seem more rigid than before. Her skin has a texture to it that you recognize as one not unlike Dreamer's wooden body.
Oh.
And I think, Dreamer, have you ever cast bark skin on yourself?
Nope.
Or anyone else?
Nope.
Nope.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's come up.
Yeah. Then this would not be a spell that you recognize, but your inflict wounds does not make contact. As she looks down at your hand on her arm, my dear, I only told you that my men would not assist you, but we would not interfere. But if you're insisting on making this a conflict between us, and she whistles sharply, and I'm going to need everyone to roll me initiative.
Okay. Vini doesn't believe her as far as she can throw her.
There we go.
I'm sorry, guys. We're probably going to die here.
No,
we're not going to die. They're going to die. It's, whoa! Oh, that's them. Okay.
It's just how many resources are you willing to burn?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it comes down to. Almost
completely out of it, so.
I don't believe this biatch at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She is hard to believe.
Sending a dragon down to give them orders, which Felgren says she's lying about. Yeah, no, she's telling them to attack us.
She went to warn them. 100%.
Dreamer.
Me.
That Durgar that had been out in the hall who had disappeared from sight, the guy that led you guys here, suddenly appears beside you from around the corner immediately to your west. And he is going to make a attack against you at advantage because he was invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You take 7 points of piercing damage.
Oh shit, he's a rogue,
and 8 points of sneak attack damage.
Okay.
And he is going to strike again, but does not get the advantage or the sneak attack on this.
Natty one. That's what we needed.
It was a one. All right. And then he is going to take a bonus action to disengage and move a little ways down the corridor to be able to move 3 squares to about there. 10, 20, 30. Dreamer, it is your turn.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Nowhere.
What you doing?
I'm gonna cast a Thorn Whip on him.
Mm-hmm. Thorn Whip at 16 certainly hits.
Nice. Drag his ass back.
Oh man. Bad roll.
He'll be alright.
5 points of piercing damage and he gets pulled nearer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from you?
I'm going to use 2 points of Bomb of the Summer Court on myself.
Alrighty.
Do it.
Do it, buddy.
Rian, what are you doing?
Rian is like, well, I guess this is where we go. Miri on me. And he sprints up and goes to the top one and is going to start his little assault. So starting off, he is going to boom and blade this boy.
Okay.
Attack. Shit.
Yep, not hit.
Okay, then he follows up with the Dragon Slayer short sword. So, 16?
16 just hits.
Okay, damage normal. Max damage, 9.
9. Alrighty. The pseudo dragon construct is not in this fight. Alright, the Durgar that you had just attacked is going to risk it. He's going to take a step backwards, allowing you an attack of opportunity.
Okay, there, okay. Yeah. Natty 20.
Bam.
Fuck yes.
All right, give me damage. For 9 already. As among all the sort of cooking accoutrement he has out on his apron,
mm-hmm.
you notice a couple of vials of bright green liquid. And he grabs one of these and pulls it free, the cord that is holding it in place snapping easily. And he's going to huck an alchemist's fire at you.
Oh, shit.
I don't think a 13 hits.
Does not.
Okay. So then he's going to move behind his buddies there. Miri.
Okay.
All you, honey.
All right. Miri is going to come right up next to her daddy. And she is going to take a claw attack at this one.
Okay.
Fuck.
Misses. Yep.
Ah, shit. Yeah, she comes back, swoops down and swings at him and whiffs the air.
Felgren.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Hi, thinking. I'm Josie.
He's just gonna blap her with a chaos bolt.
Okay. Pew pew.
Kapew. 12.
12 does not connect.
Okay.
Are you moving anywhere?
No. I'm gonna stay put.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do anything else. I'm not gonna wild magic it up yet. Actually. No. No. No, I'm not. That's it.
And say, yeah, this feels very much like a save your shit. Like, it would have been a couple hits, but.
It would have been a 14. I don't think that matters, though, because of the wand.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, Gracie's a little higher than that now that she has her spell on her.
No problem.
Krellic, my darling, I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, shit.
Is she casting a spell?
She is casting a spell.
I'm going to counter it by snapping my fingers.
Nice. All
right.
Fuck yeah.
You see his...
He's like, I don't think so, Grandma.
Still with fork in hand, starts to cast something towards Krellic. And immediately your counterspell snaps it out of the air there.
He just wags his finger. Smiles.
I think Krellic's going to be confused.
All right.
One chance.
Nice counterspell there.
Fuck yes.
I saved it. As soon as I knew she was a caster, as soon as I saw Barkskin, I was like, oh, okay, I see.
Good call.
Yeah, I see what's
You know
up.
That was like confusion or some shit on him, too.
Yep.
Like, you know,
A wisdom save? Hell yes, it was.
Take Krellic out of the fight and this becomes way harder.
Like, fuck no, we attaboy. Need him.
That was a good cast.
That was a good cast.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. But
I don't
was
either,
bad.
But yep, I'd say wisdom saves are never good.
So, this gentleman here is going to wind up casting Spiritual Weapon.
Interesting.
And he is placing it down beside Tavini here. Taking a swing at Tavini. 15.
Hell no.
Which I do not think hits her AC.
Miss.
Oh, hell no.
Then in that case, he is going to cast Sacred Flame at you as well.
Hits.
You take 4 points of radiant damage as he is now moving up Ooh. To perform his role as bodyguard to Grand Alpha.
Okay, dokie. Does Mary get a attack of opportunity?
She does.
Yeah. Bloop, bloop. Come on.
I think Krellic, he has entered within a square near you. Does he get anything?
Crit.
Crit.
That is a crit. Give me damage.
Nice damage.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That one hurt.
That fucking hurt.
Oh yeah, as he races past to come to Grandolfa's defense, Miri, that claw lashes out, and she rips him open across his calf. And you see him sort of stumble and stagger forward, swearing in Dwarvish, and catches himself on the edge of the table.
Man, she's a big girl now. Fucking 2d6 plus 2 damage on that shit.
Krellic, it is your turn.
Krellic is going to ignore this guy. Let him do what he's going to do. Walk up to her.
He is going to take a swing at you.
Warpick.
Warpick.
11, yeah. Unfortunately. Ow. I don't Krellic think it's...
going to just keep walking.
Just wanders past him.
Just sparks off the back of your armor.
Nice.
Natty 18. Hells yeah.
Yep.
7.
Okay.
Nah. 11.
11 does not connect.
Shield.
Shield. Nope.
Ooh, an Addy 3.
Yep. Sorry, hon.
Matt, I got a 1.
Tavini, your turn, boo. You have a spiritual weapon on top of you.
Mm-hmm. Throwing a weapon without intending to, like, hit anything, is that that's an action, right?
Yeah, I would think throwing a weapon would be an action, yeah.
All right.
Or at least one of your attacks. That's a...
It's just
what are you attempting to do?
She's trying to reposition her hammer and throw it over here. But I think for now she'll just use it the old-fashioned way, lift it above her head, and kind of like glare at Grandolfa.
Fuck you.
Okay.
And cast Daylight on her hammer mace.
Oh my god. Yes. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can you link the spell? Is that a spell?
Yeah.
Daylight's a spell, yep.
Fuck yeah, it's a spell.
Oh, Barkskin is concentration.
Ooh, let's see this.
That is...
I think it is, and that's why I haven't used it.
I said I looked it up and it said concentration.
There it is.
Daylight.
Dreamer also has daylight prepared right now.
Was that the concentration roll?
Yeah, that should have been the concentration check. She has to get a
10? I want to use bad luck.
Meh!
Oh.
Come on, come on. 2 or lower. Or 3, right?
Does this mean I get to trigger a wild magic surge later? That's not part of that.
That's,
Okay, I have to roll a d4.
I rolled it. 4!
Fucking solid 4, baby.
Yep. Fails. All right. And I said bark skin, it would be stone skin. So sorry for that. Well. But yeah, that is now fallen.
That's awesome.
Bash her in the face.
But it's daylight now.
So this room
is
full of daylight coming straight from her hammer mace, which she's holding up in the air above her.
And that whole AoE.
She really hopes that all of these Durga are having a very bad time suddenly being in daylight.
Absolutely. Awesome. As daylight floods into this room, let me grab this here. All of them have sunlight sensitivity.
They have disadvantage on attack rolls. That's amazing.
So each of them have disadvantage on their attack rolls.
Swish.
Yep.
Super smart.
Super.
Smart. That kid's super fucking smart. He's a great runner.
That Tavini's fucking smart.
Fucking smart.
All right. Anything else for wicked smart?
For our fans in Boston, y'all are wicked smart for listening to us.
No, that's it. That's it. She's currently hurt the eyes of everyone around her, so she's good.
We haven't seen the sun in...
That is true.
I got a quick question to ask. If stone skin was concentration and I broke it on that first hit, would my other hits have hit?
The 7 probably not, but the 11 probably.
The 7 would not, the 11 would have, as would the 10.
Luck is not on her side.
So if you want to roll me damage on one of your Warhammer attacks and your shield attack.
Smashy, smashy.
Oh, 7 was the damage, yeah. He landed all of them then.
So that's 7, that's good. Okay. That's good.
And then the shield. Eight.
I love how everybody's little token just shoots over top of it. Like, how damaged are they? How damaged are they? How damaged are they? Waiting for that update. Like, chicka, 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 chicka.
Okay. So it is now this person's turn as they are, this Durgar in front of you is shielding their eyes with their hands. And then give a mighty roar of pain, but this roar has magic behind it. So I am going to need... Oh, let me rotate.
It's like 7, 6 thunder damage and be knocked prone. Vic!
I'm going to need a strength saving throw from Miri and Rian.
DC 11.
Oh, fuck! Nice. Natty, one for Rian.
Rian's on his ass.
Okay, come on, girly. Do better. There we go. Okay.
Miri manages to keep her feet. All right, Rian, you're going to take 7 points of thunder damage and are knocked prone.
Well, shit.
And while you are prone, he would have advantage on you, but he's also having a tough time in this sunlight. So he's just going to strike at you normally. 14.
14 does not hit.
Okay. And that will be the spy's turn.
Swings down, re-rolls real fast, dodges the attack.
And the light is pouring out of that open doorway, but he is still able to be in darkness where he is. I just had to lay down the template for the spell, which is massive. Yeah, sure is.
60 foot. Tain't no joke.
And he is going to fire at you, Felgrin, with a hand crossbow.
Okay.
Oof, I gotcha.
As a 21 to hit.
Yay.
Yeah, that's nice.
For 4 points of piercing.
Oh, that's not disadvantage.
As he is going to...
Yeah, he's outside the light.
Move back 30 feet, and then is going to use his cunning action to dash out of sight.
Smart.
Yeah, I'd say if the dragon didn't tell on us, he is.
Dreamer, that is your turn.
I wouldn't be able to hit him around the corner, probably. So I'm just going to poke my head into the room.
Okay. Which is painfully bright. Like, none of you have seen daylight in weeks. Months, even.
Feels good.
Yeah. Bask in that warmth. Be like, the Lord's light is upon us.
Get that vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I want to be there.
Sunny D, all right.
Okay.
Sorry.
So top that Durgar that's leaning on the table there?
I want to be in the doorway.
Oh, okay, in the doorway. Alright, what are you doing in the doorway?
This man does not get to heal his boss.
Nice. Smart. Good call.
Smart.
Yeah, fucking smart.
What is he wearing? Just curious. I'm going to ask this every time.
Like a fashionable hat.
Yeah, he's completely naked.
He's wearing the standard armor that the other Durgar are. So, a kind of chunky medium armor. Are you asking if he's wearing metal?
I'm just going to ice knife him.
I'm just going to shiv him.
All right, so go ahead and make me the attack roll for ice knife.
It's been a while since I've used this.
Ooh! 25 definitely hits.
Maddie 19, baby.
So if you want to give me 10 piercing damage. 1d10 piercing, sorry.
Woof. One piercing.
And then he needs to make that saving throw. So let's see if he makes
it. Yay!
He does not. So we did 1 point of piercing, and then the other 7 is cold damage.
fuck.
As the ice bolt gets into a chink in his armor just above the collarbone, and as he is reaching to pull it out, it suddenly explodes and covers the inside of his palm with icy shards that dig into his flesh and into his neck and into the side of his face. Oof. There. Anything else for you, Dreamer?
No.
Okay. Rian, you are on your ass.
So Rian is going to stand up and he's going to do that cool thing where he like pushes and kicks off the floor, puts his hands on the floor and kicks off and lands up on his feet.
Roll dex.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Dexterity saving throw, and I die.
Do you really want to kip up?
You know what? Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
Athletics or acrobatics? What do you want me to do?
This is not the time.
You know what? You know what? Surprise me. Pick whichever one you're best at. I really want to see
it fail.
See if this
oh,
happens.
My God.
That's an 11. That should be enough.
11, that's enough. You won.
Yeah, I don't really like it. It doesn't look cool, but...
Hey, yeah, you think you look cool. Miri is kind of like looking at you out of the corner of her eye like...
That was just excessive.
If you think that was excessive. Okay. So...
Are you casting Magic Missile?
It's a good spell.
He friggin' takes the swords out and goes... And as he pulls them out, the three little lightning bolt things like appear in front of him. And he swings them both ways, and one flies towards Mursk, and two fly towards Lurgash.
Okay.
So roll damage. First one that comes out will end up being Mursk, and then from there on. So Mursk gets two,
point.
Technically. It's one plus one, so 2 points towards Mursk. Let me see. What's
3 7 points towards Lurgash. Okay, neither of them go down.
Son of a bitch, I should have focused.
Double tap.
I know. But he technically still does have it. Because you can still do your bonus action, right? Because that's a spell. So, yeah, so I can, then I'll Dragon Slayer Short Sword. The guy in front of me.
Yep.
17.
Definitely hits.
7 damage.
For 7 damage.
Fuck yeah, good
okay.
turn. I mean, I didn't kill those guys. I really wanted to. I thought that'd be really cool, but fuck.
Double tap.
I know.
All right. The pseudo-dragon is out of here. Lurgash. He's going to lob a acid vial at you this time.
Come on, bottle boy. Bring it.
Come on, bottle bitch.
He brought it.
This is where I... Fuck. It's a 19.
Okay. Not great damage.
For 6 points of acid damage.
Not bad.
Not bad. Miri's
goddamn
turn.
Right it is.
Yep.
Kill him!
Yeah. Yeah. But that means she's going to take an attack of opportunity to move over there. Yeah, I think Rian's like, Miri, go get that one. And she's going to run over there, take the attack of opportunity.
Yep. She's getting the killer driller.
Don't worry, you'll miss.
Yep. Let's find out.
Yep,
yeah!
A wizard.
Natty 19.
24. Yes. Lay it on me.
7 damage. Nice.
That's enough.
Good girl.
All right. She leaps up and bites this guy on the back of the neck as he is still trying to, like, you know, scrape these ice shards out of his hand and brings him to the ground and savages him, leaving him a limp corpse. Like, you've seen 80s films when people set dogs on people. You know.
Just chomp.
All right. Is she moving anywhere else?
No, she'll be good right there for right now. She'll be fine right there. And then, so she can kind of split the difference for wherever her next attack comes from. She'll probably come back and help out Daddy.
Helgrin! Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Don't be afraid at this point to start conserving. Like, we are...
Mm-hmm.
I would say, we are deep in this, and we could probably brute strength our way through most of this at this point. Like...
Mind sliver!
Nice!
Against you.
Grandolpha.
Nice!
Cool.
So they need to make an intelligence saving throw.
Which, let's double check. Is she resilient to magic? Yes.
Okay.
Well, roll it again then.
So let's double check that. So a 10 shit. And a 20. Yep. Fortunately, your spell does not take purchase.
Sat on that one for a second. I was like,
I'm going to move in here.
You're coming into the room
now. I am.
He is.
That's me. I am conserving.
Yeah, that was smart.
One more of these. Okay.
Does she, though?
Depends on what you're willing to burn there, buddy.
Depends on what she's trying to do.
Yeah, I'm double checking what she can possibly make herself out to do here. Okay. Grandolpha is going to look at you, Krellic. She's going to push herself up from her seat. So not moving anywhere.
She slaps you in the face.
And I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw again, buddy. She starts to cast something.
It's been nice, guys.
No! Oh! Pulled it out!
No.
That's a bad Grandolpha.
Oh, bringing out the counter
spell. I said no the first time. You don't listen, do you?
Well, if this is to be my death...
It is.
And let it be quick.
Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, Krellick's about to go to pound town.
Krellic, it is your turn.
I mean, I'm burning that. I have to.
Yeah.
If Krellic turns on me, I'm fucked.
True.
So no. My AC's 12. I'm a dead man.
Yep.
Still hits. Oh,
yeah. Still hits, doesn't say.
She doesn't have stone skin anymore.
Yay.
A natty 4 hits, which bodes very fucking well. Which I hit on a 9 before, which means a natty 2 hits.
That's good, because you're rolling like shit.
Yep.
On the damage,
There you go, natty 17.
I'm just bashing the shit out 6. Of her. Yep. Jesus.
She's an old little lady. Smack, smack, smack.
Ka-cling, ka-cling, ka-cling.
Oof. Oh. Reminds me of like the Silver or Blazing Saddles when the old lady's getting punched in the stomach. isn't anyone going
to do
anything?
It's your turn.
Let's see. Let's hit her with some daylight, huh?
Yes.
Give her a good walloping.
Mm-hmm. A walloping with a adamantine weapon. Give her some of that daylight right in her face.
Yeah. Smashes doors.
She misses.
Smashes faces, too.
22,
goddamn right.
Definitely hits.
Max damage.
All
right. 7 damage. Yeah.
That's 7 daylight damage.
She is
face.
Very badly wounded. How much damage?
7 damage, bludgeoning.
Yep.
She said 70.
Badly, badly wounded.
70 damage.
You hear her shouting in Dwarvish to her two protectors over there. Well, don't just stand about. Defend me.
One.
And Rod is going to come. He's going to... Let's see. Is he going to dash to get there?
He's going to take some attacks.
Yeah, he'd have to. So, Rian, that definitely connects and does 4 points of damage. What about Miri?
I believe in the heart of the cards.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I think he would climb up onto the table. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
17. That definitely hits.
Okay. Oof. Not bad.
Not bad.
8. Not bad.
Middle of the road.
She
as he is again
now, though, with that 2d6.
Going to take a deep inhalation of breath and scream at Krellic and Tavini.
Didn't he have to dash?
Let me double check that here. You're right. Yeah, for him to get there, then he probably would come a little closer to Grandolpha's defense. So, not attacking this
no
turn.
No Yelly for Yuli.
Phew.
And this guy, let's not worry about this guy.
That guy, you don't worry about that little guy.
Well, that little guy?
Dreamer.
Don't worry about that little guy.
Krellic duck.
Huh.
Oh, wait, nope, that's the wrong one. Whoops.
Give him a flower.
I'm yanking him off the table.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Gonna try.
I believe.
You can do it.
Fuck.
14. Does not hit.
Worth a shot.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Absolutely was.
If I wasn't in conserve mode, I'd bend luck for you.
No, it's fine.
Rian.
Okay, Rian.
What you got? What you got? What you
Rian's
got?
Rian's gonna run down this boy. Take a little stab.
Nice.
19.
Okay, and swinging out with that damage.
That damage.
Oh, yeah.
Damage.
He drops like a sack of potatoes in a heap on the ground.
Awesome. And shit, I should have done that differently. Okay, no problem. So where I was right here, right? So I was like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 to get back with this daughter.
Okay. Miri, it is your Sweet. Turn.
She leaps up on the table with this guy, and she's going to Crunch Town. In fact, this time, she's going to do it upright with a bite attack instead of the shit.
I'm going to miss.
Well, hell. Okay, that's it for her.
Well, heckin' butts.
Yeah, Felgrin. Heckin' butts.
You know what? F this skis bag.
I love it.
Which skis bag?
Grandolph.
Going after her.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Dead.
You know, we're going to make that force damage.
Okay.
She's going to explode this grandma.
11 points of force doesn't quite kill
really?
Her.
Really?
But she is blasted in the face. Just, you hear her nose crunch, and a bit of her cheek is caved in. And she slaps the hand of it. Ow! Oh! Oh!
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Actually, I'm gonna go there. That's my turn. I'm getting the hell away from that woman. Because I can't do much.
Yep, that's smart.
Without spending
some
serious juice.
I'm gonna need a constitution saving throw from Krellic and Tavini.
Ooh.
Ooh, hold on. Nope. Just, Oh, I guess then just Tavini.
I get the feeling I have advantage on these because of the Helm of Dwarvenkind. You have advantage on saving throws against poison, and you have resistance to poison damage.
If it's poison.
Advantage on saving throws against poison.
Literally poison spray. Makes perfect sense.
Natty
20. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
She's a tough little
Didn't even need it.
Take no damage as the poisonous liquid sprays from her hand and splashes across your face. And she seems confused by this. You're not a dwarf?
Yes, she is.
Tavini's just glaring underneath the helmet.
Honorary dwarf.
I am more dwarven than you.
Fuck yeah. Now smash her face!
She is going to stagger back into the corner, trying to make some distance between herself and you.
Attack
you
can't opportunity?
Hell yeah.
Ooh, from both Krellic and Tavini.
She ain't getting away.
That hits?
She's going nowhere.
Okay. Make sure you add it to Tavini.
Tavini.
This has got to be
her.
It.
Amazing, baby.
Come on, Tavini. Got
to
add
Tavini.
To it. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's where it's at.
Natural 19 for 23?
Absolutely. Give us that damage.
Yeah. Do I have to tell you? Yeah.
Hells yeah.
5 damage?
5 damage. That is enough. The pair of you, you know, hearing you sort of defended by the dwarf at your side, you know, that you are a dwarf. And that she is not, kind of staggers her. You know, she's already very badly damaged, hurting, on the brink of death, maybe senile. And she staggers back away from you, and you both take that opportunity, almost like looking at each other and giving a bit of a nod, and lay Grandolpha out flat. She did. And now, Krellic, there is one Durgar left standing.
Yes, there is.
Kill him.
You can have none.
No witnesses.
except for the one that already got away.
Dirty 20.
That is a unnatural 20, yep, for 5. And not great.
18.
Still hits.
Bonuses are ridiculous.
10.
So for 10, still up.
11.
Oh, didn't do it.
The 11 does not hit.
That's okay.
Tavini, it was your turn.
Light him up.
Line him up, smack him, yak him.
She's gonna hop onto Grandolph's chair, up onto the table, and try and smack this guy.
I love
it. Huge balls this session.
Hell yeah. It's a different Tavini. This is a whole new Tavini. I like it.
17?
17 connects?
Yes, all right.
Oh, two damage.
A little boop.
She smacked him on the hand. He's like, ow, ow, ow.
That's a bad rod.
They can't all be big boops. Sometimes you have to have little boops.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yep, it's okay.
At least she took great pleasure in kicking food off the table as she got up.
Fuck your intellect devourer.
Fuck your food.
Yep. Please do not fuck the intellect devourer.
Don't tell me what to do.
I was gonna say, night ain't over yet.
That's just a brain.
Yeah.
Legs.
You ever been mind fucked?
Yeah.
This is not American Pie. Do not. No, no.
All right. This person is going to enrage at Grandolpha's demise. Scream out at Krellic and Tavini.
If you fail this check, Krellic, I'm gonna be shocked.
I'm gonna need a strength saving throw from
Pikachu. Say, you have like a fucking plus 14, don't you?
Look at Tavini.
Tavini succeeds. Yeah. She was the one I was expecting 20. To fail.
Oh, crit.
Natty 20 with fucking Krellic. I was just like,
you got a fucking 27.
The shield on which the tide breaks.
Yeah, so Krellic, you throw up that shield and the sonic boom, there's a sonic wind that rushes over you and Tavini, who's kind of like hiding under the edge of your shield. And then when he stops screaming, you lower that shield and glare at him over it. And he, in a panic, is going to lash out at you.
No one can hear him scream.
No. Sunblight Fortress, yes. No one can hear you scream.
15? No. I don't think that hits Krellic.
No. You gotta be putting them fucking triple digits on the board if you want to hit Krellic.
You're gonna roll 150.
I can't wait to put a dragon in my yeah.
I have a Dragon Slayer short shirt. You back off.
Dreamer, what you doing, buddy?
He's producing some flame. Oh, boy.
Natty 20 produce flame.
Natty 20 produce
fatality.
Flame.
Incineration.
Literally.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead. How do you want to do
fuck
this?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Horrifically.
There's a lot of force behind this throw. It hits him square in the chest and sends him into the chair.
Nice. Just lights a fire upon the chair.
Oof. Take a seat.
Bam!
Yeah!
Fuck yeah.